There's a new way of telling a news story called cartoon journalism that the BBC's World News Channel is trying out this week. It's running a series of reports in the style of a graphic novel about the drug trade in Guinea-Bissau. It's called Hooked. We've tweeted some images from it and you can find more on the BBC News web pages. But here's what it sounds like.
In 2006, a fishing boat sank off the coast, spilling a large cargo that washed up on the shore. Back then, we didn't know what the white powder was, though people found many uses for it. I got my hands on a few kilos. I didn't know what the powder was either. A friend told me the powder was worth a lot of money to some Lebanese businessman, so I ran home and fetched it. I sold that bag for $9,000. That mysterious white powder was cocaine.
Well, it was written and created by Benjamin Dix, who's doing a PhD in the anthropology of violence at Sussex University and is here in the studio with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the thinking behind telling a story in this way? Because whether it's on radio, you use sound, or on television, you can use moving images. So why go for cartoons, effectively?
Well, I think cartoons and comics, they engage a different audience, especially younger audiences. And we've been creating different stories in a comic book form for educational uses, and we're taking those comics into schools around the world and testing them with students. So people have really engaged with the soundbite of the speech bubble in a comic, but also the visual imagery.
Mm-hmm. So because I've got it up on our website at the moment, and it is in a way it looks like a standard cartoon. You've got images, you've got maps, you've got small blocks of text. And I mean, this particular example is a story about drugs in Guinea-Bissau, as we say. You went there and developed it from there, didn't you?
Yes, and I spent about 2.5 weeks there in Guinea-Bissau. And the way we build the scripts and these projects is that it's about including the people in the stories. So I stay there and I kind of embed myself in the community and spend a lot of time getting to know the people and really bonding with the community. And then I write the first draft of the script while I'm there on the ground and then work with the community editing that script. So when I leave and come back here, start working with an artist, we're very comfortable that this is their story that we're representing. Mm. It's not my interpretation of their story.
And is there any evidence yet that it reaches or affects people in a different way than would, say, moving images?
Well, last year we did another comic with the BBC called Almaz, which was about a migrant worker from Ethiopia who went to Saudi Arabia. And the feedback that we got from that was incredibly positive. You can translate these comics into a number of languages very easily just by putting the different languages in the speech bubbles. But with the comic, with the visual and the narrative, it's stuck in people's minds. So 8 months later, people can recall the story of Almaz very clearly, greater extent than if they had read an article about a migrant worker. So there's something about the visual, the narrative that kind of engages the brain and we remember the story.
And I suppose with the people wrestling with how they can cross media, go online, whether it's trying to get, I mean, the difficulty of getting radio clips to go viral online, something like this, it's much easier.
Exactly. And I think it fits across all different mediums, from the smartphone to the web to the newspapers. You can also print it out on the ground. So the schools that I was visiting in Guinea-Bissau were very excited to be able to print out this comic and use it as an educational resource in Guinea-Bissau to talk to, you know, young people there about the problems of drugs.
Benjamin Dix, thank you very much.
Thank you.